Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to speak to you about the reading from the book of Revelation, which is just the kind of the beginning part, and it is the preface to where St. John is writing the seven letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor. That's modern Turkey. And kind of just sets the scene for what he's about to say in these letters, which in their own term kind of set the scene for what he says in the rest of the book of Revelation. So I'd like to say, first of all, that, well, here's the elephant in the room. we seem to be moving, right? I'd like to say I'm very grateful to our rector for allowing me to speak to you on this last Sunday here. And I'm even more grateful, and I've said this before, but I want to express gratitude again. I really am grateful to her when she encouraged myself and my family to continue to be part of this congregation when my work is interim here and finished. And I need to say that is an unusually gracious and extremely uncommon thing. So again, I'm very grateful for that, and we are so pleased to be part of this community. With the rector's permission, I'm just going to talk a little bit just about the beginning of my period here as interim, just by way into talking about the book of Revelation and to talk about beyond that. So when I was approached, this is a number of years now ago, as you know, when I was approached by the archbishop and the archdeacon to be the interim, that is to be the person who overseeing things between rectors, and when we're blessed to have a new rector, he called me up. I had recently retired. I know you've heard this story before, but it's germane to what we're about to hear in Revelation. I had recently retired, and the archbishop said to me, I would really like you to do an interim period here because you have been involved in moving from one church building to another, which I had been in Cochrane, and it was quite the enterprise. And he said to me, you know what, it's going to be a pretty simple thing. And you know, it's not really, you're not really going to have to get involved very much in any of the stuff about negotiating or moving or meetings about that or anything. And I said to him, I love and respect the archbishop. I need to tell you this. It's okay if I say that. He's by far the best boss I have ever had. So I need to say that because of what I'm about to say, which is I said to him, Your Grace, we both know that's not true. I believe, here's the proof here. And I said, no. I mean, not even thought about it, I just said no. Because I knew that it was going to be, he wasn't intentionally deceiving me, he was being, you know, innocent, but I knew. Optimistic, thank you very much. He was being optimistic. He said no, and then I was called by the archdeacon. And I also said no to her, quite with extreme prejudice, as they say. And then, as I may have told you, one day I was sitting at my kitchen table after having said no. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I wouldn't say that I said yes. I would say a yes came over me. That was the experience. It's not like some kind of mystic or something. Stuff doesn't ever happen to me. But it was like this, almost a physical thing. I felt a yes come over me. And at that point, you know, when he says go to Nineveh, go to Nineveh. Or in this case, St. George. No, it's not Nineveh. Come on. It's St. George. It's St. George's. When he says go somewhere, you go somewhere. And I'm extremely grateful. That he did. So my job at that point was to help make the transition. Going to ancient history. My job was to help make the transition into the new facility. And you can see how incredibly successful I was at that. So congratulations on me. So this is my question for myself. And it's my question of the book of Revelation, which we're entering into. If the Lord asked me a question, which is, and we can apply this beyond ourselves as well. If the Lord asks us a question and then provides the answer, the question being, will you say yes? And then provides the answer, which is yes, provides the answer himself, what the heck was he thinking? Like, what is that? Because it was not the yes to the question that I thought he was asking. It was a different question altogether. Or at least a related question. So here we are in the book of Revelation, to the letter to the seven churches. And are these seven churches perfect? I would invite you to read through these seven letters to the churches of the book of Revelation. They are not perfect. They're a mixture. They're a real mixture. They are a mixture of faithful, persecuted, persistent, loyal, also distracted, a mixed loyalty, allowing, in some cases, you know, compromising with paganism in some of the churches. They are a real mixture of perfect and imperfect. In other words, they are just like us, perfect and imperfect. People who are seeking to follow Jesus and who sometimes, if we look in the mirror, say, yeah, I am. Or at the end of the day, as I do, yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I did today, and sometimes I didn't today. Sometimes my loyalties are divided. Sometimes I can say quite emphatically, Lord, you said yes in me today. And at the other times I can say, Lord, I managed to squeeze a no out of this to you somehow. Does he say to the seven churches, everything's okay, all of your plans always succeed? He promises. He gives promises. The promises are things like hidden manna, a new name, a crown, being pillars in the temple, drinking of the water of life, eating of the fruit of the tree in the Garden of Eden. And this one, my favorite, the final one, and this is to the church that, this is the church that he says, you guys, you're not responding well at all, and I don't know what's going to happen to you. And I've got to tell you, Jesus in the book of Revelation is lovely and gentle and kind and terrifying, all at the same time. But this is to the very most unfaithful church. He says this. You know this very well, I think, because you've all seen the picture. You know that picture of, it's Jesus, he's a very whatever kind of Jesus. I kind of got brown hair, you know, and he's standing at the door, and he's got a lamp. Do you know that one? It's, I shall stand at the door and knock, and if you enter in, I shall come and eat with you. You know that? It's beautiful. It is just after he said to them, whoa, you guys really need a lot of help. But it is the most generous and beautiful offer to the most intransigent of all of these seven churches. It's really quite stunning and quite beautiful. At the center of the whole book of Revelation, as I said, is the risen Christ, who is beautiful and lovely and terrifying and glorious, who is a bright burning fire which both warms and transforms. He has bright burning eyes that look into us and from whom nothing is hidden, and on whom he looks with us with complete love at the same time. So John says, John, by the way, being Jesus' best friend, to whom the risen Christ appeared and revealed these visions, John says, how can we respond to a Jesus like this? How can we respond to a vision like this about ourselves and about him, about the fact we're imperfect? And but that the center of the universe himself calls us into a relationship with himself, a transforming relationship. What possible response can we give to that? Mere mortals that we are. The kids said it this morning. What possible response can we give? Did you hear what they said? Anybody? Jesus is Lord. Yeah, he said that's the one, that is the response that we can give, that we are called to give to this Jesus in the book of Revelation, to us who are still in pilgrims on the way. This is not a hobby, as I said to him. His lordship is not confined to one area of our lives. It spreads through every area of our lives, from our inner lives to our family, to our business, to our world, to our church. It is not something that we do part-time. It is not entirely comfortable, I have to say. And you would know this as well on the basis of experience, to say yes to that. I know what it's like to say yes to it. You do too. And you know what it's like to say no to it. And to say no to Jesus and his lordship may seem fine at the time, but it is disobedience which leads to indifference, which leads just to kind of sadness, I think. Saying yes to him is not easy, but the more and more we say yes, the more and more it is all light. So, that is why I ask myself, why would Jesus, we can ask this all of ourselves, that was just an example given, why would Jesus want us to say yes to him when it's kind of not what we thought it would be, right? Or at least that particular time. And the answer is, because he wants me to give an answer to this question and to say, Jesus, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of whether things are clear, regardless of whether they're not clear, what is the truth? Jesus is Lord, right? Yep. That is the beginning, the middle, and the end. In success, semi-success, veiled success, whatever, the beginning and the middle and of the end is Jesus is Lord. And really, that's kind of just about all that matters. Wouldn't you say? Just about all that matters. Under the guidance of our rector, who, thank God, and after many prayers, has now come to lead us into this next stage in our pilgrimage. Thank you for saying yes, Rector. and of our wardens and our parish council, who have also said yes, once again we step into something new. Do we necessarily know the end? It's a good thing to me. It's a good thing. But do we know the end? No, we don't know the end. When do we ever know the end of anything, right? But what do we know as imperfect followers of Jesus? What do we know? What is the one thing we can say at all times and in all circumstances? What is that one thing? Let's say it again.
Jesus is Lord.
One more time.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one thing we can say. I'm almost tempted to start singing, "I've decided to follow Jesus," but I can't sing. Does anybody know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing it? Can we sing the first verse?
Why not? I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.